Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're venturing into something pretty unexpected in crypto, meme coins.
Yeah.
Now your first thought might be, like mine was, okay, pure hype, yeah. Right? Viral trends.
Pretty much the standard view, yeah.
Yeah.
But that might be starting to shift.
How so?
Well, our exploration today, it's looking at this fascinating convergence. These assets, you know, the ones seemingly totally detached from anything real, they're actually starting to link up with real-world assets.
RWAs.
RWAs, right. Okay, so that's our mission today, then. Let's really unpack this. How are these meme tokens getting tied to, like, actual tangible value?
And why? What's the driver behind it?
Exactly. And what does it mean long-term? Want to get you clued in, you know, without grounding you in jargon.
Sounds good.
Okay, first things first. Real world assets. What are we actually talking about there? Lay it out for us.
Sure. So an RWA at its core is just anything with measurable value outside the purely digital space.
Okay.
Could be physical, could be intangible.
Okay. Like what? Give us some examples. Think real estate houses, commercial property, or commodities, you know, gold, oil, even things like intellectual property, music rights, patents.
Oh, okay.
And financial stuff, too, like contracts or invoices. Basically, things with established real-world worth.
Got it. Stuff you can, you know, point to or that has a clear value.
Mm.
So how do you get from that a building, say, onto the blockchain? That's this tokenization idea, right?
Precisely. Tokenization is the key. It's the process of creating a digital representation of ownership rights for these assets.
A digital representation.
Like a token.
Exactly. You create digital tokens on a blockchain that act like proof of ownership. Maybe for a fraction of the asset, maybe for the whole thing.
And then you can trade these tokens.
That's the idea. Makes the asset more liquid, easier to exchange. And it's worth saying, this isn't brand new.
All right.
Institutional finance, DeFi, they've been exploring RWA tokenization for a while.
But now, meme coins.
But now meme coins. That's the surprising twist we're looking at. Okay, yeah, that is the surprising part. The wild west of crypto suddenly getting interested in, I don't know, property deeds.
Sort of feels like that, doesn't it?
It really does. So how does this actually work? How do you connect Dogecoin or something like it to a house or a song?
Well, there are a few ways this is happening. One is partnerships. Meme coin projects teaming up with established RWA protocols.
RWA protocols, what are those?
Think of them as platforms that already have the tech and expertise to tokenize and manage real assets on-chain.
Okay, so leveraging existing infrastructure.
Yeah.
Sense.
Or sometimes the meme coin project itself might directly tokenize an asset. Maybe some land, maybe some digital art, maybe even future revenue streams.
Revenue streams? Like from what?
Could be from online content, maybe ad revenue tied to the meme itself. And a key piece here is often collateralization.
Collateralization. So backing the meme coin with the actual asset.
Exactly. Either partially or fully. The RWA acts like a guarantee underpinning the meme coin's value to some extent.
Right, like putting up collateral for a loan, but for a token. I get it. And for the person holding one of these, RWA meme coins. What's the draw? Beyond just hoping it goes viral.
This is where it gets interesting. It changes the potential value proposition quite a bit.
How so?
Holders might actually get a slice of real-world income. Like if the coin is backed by a rental property, maybe you get a share of the rent.
Oh, wow. Really?
Potentially, yes. Or maybe you get usage rights to something connected to the asset. Or just earn passive yield from the underlying asset itself.
So it's not just pure speculation.
It introduces this tangible element. It could create a kind of value floor, something below which the price is less likely to drop because of the asset backing.
So you still have the meme-driven hype, the culture.
Yeah, that's still there. But you also have this potential anchor in reality.
Okay, that feels significant. So why does this matter? Why should you, listening now, maybe trying to make sense of all this crypto stuff, care about this specific trend?
Well, it could have some pretty big impacts. First, credibility. Linking to real assets can make these meme projects seem, well, more trustworthy, less purely speculative.
Right. Take some of the just vibes element out of it.
Exactly. And second, risk. That asset backing we talked about, it could act as a buffer, a potential safety net if the market takes a downturn.
A minimum value sort of.
Potentially, yes. Mitigating some risk. And third, and maybe most interesting, it could broaden the appeal.
Ow.
It might attract people who were, let's say, skeptical of crypto before. Traditional investors, maybe, who like the idea of an asset having some kind of tangible backing.
That could really change the game. bringing in a different kind of investor. So this isn't just theory. Are there actual examples of this happening now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're seeing real experiments. One area is fractional real estate memes.
Fractional real estate.
Wow.
Seriously.
Yep. Imagine a meme coin where each token represents tiny ownership stake in, say, a house or a plot of land.
Okay.
The coin's value is then tied, at least partly, to the value of that property.
Huh. Wild. What else?
Music royalties is another one. Tokens linked to maybe a meme song or a viral soundbite.
And holders get?
A potential share of the streaming revenue that sound generates. It connects internet culture directly to, like, creator economy income.
I like that. Owning a piece of a meme that actually pays you back. Clever. Any other models?
Yeah, there's also this idea of bundling meme coins with NFTs.
Okay.
But these NFTs aren't just pictures. They represent a share in future revenue, maybe from ads related to the meme or merchandise sales or content licensing.
Wow. Okay. So really creative financial structures built around memes.
Mm-hmm.
Where is this stuff mostly happening?
A lot of the action seems to be on blockchains like Solana and Base. They're known for having really active meme coin scenes and, you know, fast innovation.
Right. Fertile ground for this kind of experimentation.
Yeah.
So does this RWA connection fundamentally change what a meme coin is? Are they losing their meme-ness?
That's a key question. And the feeling is probably not entirely. The speculation, the culture, the community hype that's likely here to stay. It's kind of their DNA. But adding RWA backing puts a new layer on top. For the creators, it anchors their story in something real. Might build more trust, more long-term belief.
And for the holders?
It gives them maybe a reason to hold on beyond just hoping for a quick pump. There's a potential underlying value or utility that wasn't there before.
So it's not about making them less fun?
No, not necessarily. It's more about adding dimensions, maybe making them a bit more resilient, potentially longer lasting.
Maturing, perhaps,
oh,
without losing the original spark.
That could be one way to look at it, yeah.
Okay, so boiling it down, what are the main forces here? Why is this RWA tokenization potentially impactful for meme coins?
Well, to recap the key points, it adds stability and ties them to real-world value that can bridge the gap to more cautious investors, boosting confidence.
Right.
It allows for these new hybrid models. You still get the meme hype, but also potential rewards from the underlying asset.
And that broadens the appeal.
Exactly. Brings in users who might have stayed away from purely speculative stuff before.
So looking ahead then, where could this all lead? What's the future of meme coins if this RWA trend continues?
The potential is pretty fascinating. Meme coins could perhaps unexpectedly really benefit as RWA tokenization becomes more common overall.
Awesome.
As those lines between traditional finance and like on-chain internet culture get blurrier, you could see meme tokens backed by all sorts of real-world income streams, maybe with smart contracts automatically paying out dividends or confirming ownership.
Embedded finance almost, but driven by memes.
Could be. Enhanced with real utility, governance rights, actual economic impact behind the meme.
So moving from just being attention assets.
Yeah, where value is purely about eyeballs and hype.
To maybe attention plus asset hybrids.
That's a great way to put it. Fueled by the meme, the culture, but grounded in something tangible.
That is a compelling thought. A potential evolution.
It definitely suggests the space is still evolving in surprising ways.
Well, this has been genuinely eye-opening. We went from the perhaps sillier side of crypto into real estate, music rights. Pretty amazing.
It covers a lot of ground.
So the key takeaway for you listening, meme coins might be starting to move beyond just hype. This integration with real-world assets, RWAs, is an evolution worth watching.
Absolutely. It could add stability, utility, and maybe reshape how we even think about these digital tokens. It's a really interesting space right now.
Definitely. And to leave you with something to ponder, if meme coins are starting to connect with real estate and music, what other unexpected assets, what industries might get tokenized and tangled up with internet culture next? Food for thought. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us today.